You can be stuck in life or you can be moving forward. But one thing I know that really helps you move forward in personal growth is journaling. And not just journaling whatever you feel like, although that really does have a purpose too. But there's some questions that can really transform the way you think about yourself and move you into greater happiness. Let's go.
Hey, I'm Lara, an artist, educator, and entrepreneur who's danced through life in Australia, London, and California. Now I'm an Aussie in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Juggling roles as an artist, ex-dancer, current actor, author, professional educator, and qualified life coach, I'm also a wife and mother of two. Join me on this podcast crafted for creative souls at every level, entrepreneurs, artists, dreamers, and hope-filled humans alike. I'm here to guide you towards a life of love, purpose, adventure, and boundless creativity. As a healthy, wealthy, and wise creative soul, I invite you to hit subscribe for weekly inspiration. Anticipate solo episodes, exclusive interviews with creative luminaries, and insightful discussions with my hottie hubby, Andrew, a specialist performance physical therapist, as we delve into the dynamics of relationships and more. Dive into a 360-degree view of making a creative life you'll love. Welcome to another episode of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Artist. I'm Lara, your host. This episode is Journaling Success, Essential Tips and Techniques for Your Personal Growth. Let's dive in. For me, journaling over the last few years has been my steadfast companion in the whirlwind of emotions and experiences as I've moved from Australia and set up a whole new life in the USA. It's where I've poured out my feelings, articulated my aspirations, offered my hopes, my dreams, my prayers. And journaling isn't just about documenting events or writing whatever you desire, although those things are very helpful. It can also be a journey of personal growth with the right questions, a deliberate effort to move forward in life with intention. And as a life coach, as well as an artist, I love to put these things together in order to ask the right questions to move you forward. So if you've got a pen and paper, I'll be giving you a bunch of questions that will be very helpful for you in your journaling moving forward. Or you can just go to larabiancapilcher.com, my webpage, to the blog, and you will find them written out where you find this episode. Journaling isn't just going Dear Diary and putting pen to paper. Those things are helpful. But it's also about listening to yourself with purpose and seeking clues to unlock greater happiness and fulfillment in your life. And there's a different style to journaling. Lots of people, and there's no right or wrong, of course, but while some may find solace in simply blurting out their thoughts, structured approaches also have immense value. Prompt-based journaling can propel you beyond the confines of your current mindset and guide you from feeling stuck and lost to a realm of possibilities, especially if you're really struggling with moving forward in your life, anxiety, fear, or you're just contemplating a change or dreaming or hoping. These sorts of questions can really move you forward. However, there's a great quote, start writing no matter what. The water does not flow until the faucet is turned on, and that's by Louis L'Amour. As I said at the beginning, there's been so much change in my life over the last couple of years. So I've developed more ways of journaling that have really helped me through the things that I've been going through. So my approach, reflecting on my journey, is that I've found that journaling's a really powerful tool for my personal growth. And one technique that I have employed is called inquiry. And a lot of this is inspired by the work of the amazing Byron Katie. And I've found that it's really great for anyone, but particularly for artists, because of the level of uncertainty we often walk in as freelancers, because things are not always cut and dry or 9 to 5 in every area of artistry. But I look at any negative thoughts that I might be believing, and examples of that might be, I'm not talented, or I don't like this part of my body, or I'm not good enough to step out in that particular area, or my voice isn't valid. Insert blank. Any thought that you may have about yourself or the world around you that you may be believing that isn't serving you, I would ask myself, is it true? And how it makes me feel to think that way. So ask yourself the same thing. Is that thought true? How does it make you feel to think that way? And then move on to challenge the lies or limiting beliefs that you may be holding about yourself, examining their validity. Is it true at all? Is it worth thinking that way? Is it serving me as I'm journaling? And then explore alternative thoughts and beliefs that you can replace that negative with, that lead to your growth, that lead to your empowerment. For example, so many women struggle, and not just women, men as well, with body image issues. And because I grew up in front of a mirror, always being told that I have to look a certain way, whether verbally or non-verbally, that thought was very integrated into my brain. And so now, even though I am no longer working professionally as a dancer, but I think you're always a dancer, I still sometimes have that thought, I need to be thinner. And I challenge that because I know that that comes from my past. I know where it comes from, and it doesn't serve me, and it doesn't help me move forward, and it doesn't actually cause me to grow. It just gives me anxiety, stress, fear, and negative emotions. So as I sit with that, I write down, where is it coming from? Why am I feeling this way? Is it serving me? And then I'm able to say, what's the truth? What's a better line of thought? And the better line of thought is, Lara, you look after your body. You go to the gym. You eat healthy. You are blessed to be alive and healthy and have a fully functioning body, one that you are caring for, one that you're doing everything you can for. The truth is, you're doing all you can, and you are beautiful just as you are. And this is the sort of journaling that can really transform repeated thought patterns that aren't serving you. So moving on a little to what reflection means in journaling, discovering greater happiness as we journal can involve reflecting on moments of pure joy from our past, offering really valuable insights. One such moment for me occurred in the dance studio I once managed in my hometown. And I'm going to share this with you because this is an important journaling prompt as well. In this happy memory that really did happen, I was surrounded by a supportive community. And this memory serves as this beacon guiding me towards my true happiness by dissecting the components that actually fueled that joy in my past. Probably the happiest I can think that I've ever been in my life. And that's because I was creating freely, without pressure, without competition, without judgment, and I was surrounded with a supportive community. Very important elements for me. And when I look at this, I gain clarity on my path forward about the things that bring me joy. So in your journaling, it's a great exercise to do. It's simple. You're just asking yourself, when was I the happiest in my past? And it might be your current. And if you haven't got a moment because you've grown up in a very traumatic situation, then obviously this exercise needs to be pivoted for you. And hopefully it can be in some way, shape or form. But the next exercise will definitely serve people in that category. So hang in there. Next, what you do with that memory is that you look at pinpointing any disparities between your current reality and those essential elements through past tense, and then you journal. And I invite you to try this the next time you journal, looking at your past happy memory, why it made you happy, and what's happening in your present that maybe isn't measuring up to that reality, and how you might move forward in order to have that again. Okay, this next exercise is great for anyone at all, whatever you've gone through. And it's a looking forward exercise. And it's something as a life coach I often use. It's a powerful exercise with my clients to help them navigate their life in the right direction. The rocking chair exercise that you can journal invites you to imagine yourself many years into the future, comfortably sitting in a rocking chair, or perhaps on your porch, your deck, back garden, or in a cozy corner of your home. And as you rock gently back and forth, you reflect on your life's journey, considering the moments and experiences that have brought you to the greatest sense of contentment, fulfillment, and joy. You will need some quiet so that you can reflect. Some music might help. I like to listen on Spotify to music for journaling. It's on there. It's a playlist somebody made, and I'm grateful for that. But this exercise encourages you to visualize your life from a perspective of wisdom and hindsight. You're prompted to contemplate not just your achievements or material possessions or your here and now, but you're also the intangible aspects of your life that truly matter when you're in that rocking chair are really important to look at. Things like your relationships, your personal growth, your inner peace, and what you truly want to look back and see that you've achieved in your life. The answers will really surprise you. I did this again recently. I do it a lot. It's part of actually when I do my annual vision board, I do this as well because it helps inspire the thought in future thinking, not limited thinking of my here and now. I'm going to give you some journal prompts. So as you engage in this visualization, you may ask yourself questions such as, what memories bring a smile to my face and warmth to my heart as I reflect on them? Which relationships have enriched my life the most and how have they shaped me? I have tons more of these questions on the blog post for this particular episode. So make sure you head there and they're all written out. I have about 10 or 12 there. But another one might be, are there any challenges or obstacles that I've overcome that I'm particularly proud of? So beautiful questions, so many questions that you can ask yourself as you spend. And I suggest, you know, you spend quite a bit of time, 30 minutes to an hour, just sitting down and answering the questions you find on the blog. Don't forget, if you have any trouble finding it, it's called Journaling Success: Essential Tips and Techniques for Personal Growth. And there's a link in the show notes or the episode description on the platform you're listening to. But by exploring these questions and visualizing yourself in the future, you gain valuable insights into what truly matters to you. The exercise encourages you to prioritize the aspects of your life that bring you genuine happiness and fulfillment, and it guides you forward towards a more meaningful and purposeful life in the present moment. And as you know, I'm all about building a life of love, purpose, adventure, and boundless creativity, and this is one of the ways to get there. But if you are wanting somebody else to help you get there, if you're ready for an adventure on your journey of personal growth and need guidance, consider life coaching with me. Now's a great time to do that. You can book through my website. You can reach out to me through my website, laura@biancapilcher.com. Another really great question while we're on the rocking chair test is, have I lived in alignment with my values and passions, or have I veered off course? And I think that's a fantastic one for really kind of navigating back to home. I do group coaching as well. And one of the beautiful clients I have the other day said the most beautiful thing, that really life is a journey of pulling back the layers of our heart until we actually find our authentic self and who we were truly born to be. And that is a lifelong journey because, we're born and then life gets layers on top of us, and stripping them back and discovering who we truly are and what we truly want is a journey. And sometimes the path we're following, we think it's what we truly want, but until we do the work of inquiry, we don't always realize that our motivations might not be the ones that are actually leading us into our true values and aspirations and fulfillment. On the blog post I've mentioned, there's some other really great journaling prompts, things like reflecting on a recent challenge, how you overcame it, and what have you learned about that in the process. Another really great one that's not the rocking chair test, but along those lines, is visualizing your future self 5 years from now. So it's a little bit closer. What achievements have you made and how have you grown personally and professionally? That can be hard for a lot of people, and particularly creatives that are very much mentally in the here and now, hoping for that elusive opportunity to come to change their reality. And I have on that an episode recently about overcoming creative scarcity. And I think listen to it. It's really important because whether we're creating on our own project or we're creating on somebody else's, we're always creating and we're not
as creatives, it's not a great mindset to be in, to be sat there waiting for somebody to give you your dreams. There's ways, even as freelance artists, creatives, dreamers, whoever you are that's listening, there are ways to move forward no matter where you are in your life. And I know that if that's not how you feel, there might be a limiting belief or thought that you can address in your journaling. Journaling isn't really just a habit, although it's a great one to have. It's a powerful tool for personal transformation. There's this thought that you should write in it every day. There are no rules. There's not a set amount of paper that you should fill up. But what I do encourage is that you weekly put some time aside that's actually scheduled, whether it be an hour, and actually do the work of inquiry, do some of these exercises, because you'd be amazed at the personal growth that you develop. Because it really is a powerful tool for your transformation, particularly if you're not in a position to book counseling or life coaching. There's a way that you can help yourself in the here and now to move from where you are to greater fulfillment and happiness. So by embracing some more structured techniques in your journaling, reflecting on past happiness, past joy, envisioning a fulfilling future, looking forward, you can harness the full potential of journaling for your own personal growth journey. Don't forget, I'm here to help you build a life of love, purpose, adventure, and boundless creativity. Head to my website, you'll find more blogs. You can find more episodes that will help you on the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Artist podcast. And if you're still listening at this point and you're a regular listener, I would love you to jump on and either subscribe or scroll to the bottom and just do the 5-star little tick, or you can leave a comment if you like, because that really helps the algorithm of this podcast and it enables me to keep creating and getting the word out to others. Now, make sure you head to Lara Bianca Pilcher on my Instagram. Drop me a comment about future episodes, what you would like me to chat about, questions that you might have about life, relationships, anything, artistry, creativity. I'd love to answer them. I've done that before. And I'm with you on the journey, friend. Until next time. Phew, today's masterclass is done. I love reaching back and saying, I've done this, and helping you learn the easy way. If you want more, head to larabiancapilcher.com for show notes, links, freebies, my blog, coaching and courses, and you can also head to my socials, Lara Bianca Pilcher on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also on Twitter and Pinterest. Thanks again for listening. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That would mean the world to me. And of course, keep on living the healthy, wealthy, wise artist living towards your dream life. Bye, friends. P.S. Shout out to my hottie hubby, Andrew Pilcher, who does all the editing on this podcast.